So, assuming that you did brainstorm the answer to the question why, and the answer to what is the essence, as opposed to the form of what it looks like in a physical manifestation, but the real essence of it, I would love to hear some examples, even if it's just not all of it, even if it's just one or two bullet points, but I'd love to hear what folks came up with. Mayor.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
So what I wrote down for the why is I want to live my values. What thing is living in a NVC community? Why is to live my values? How I'm, that's more of the brainstorming.
Wonderful. Yeah, so living a life that's really congruent and that's filled with that integrity, and that I'm assuming that would meet so many needs. Speaking of NVC or Marshall Rosenberg's process of nonviolent communication, that it would meet a lot of needs for you. If
And
you
also it's part of creating the world I want to live in for my son, for my grandsons, for my students, for people who are drawn to live in that kind of space with me and others.
Beautiful. Thank you. So, to the extent that you can actually flesh that out in writing in this center part of your flower diagram, I think it will really contribute. It'll really help not only just to keep those needs, for example, that would be met, like right there, front and center, top of mind, but also when you start sharing your vision with other people, it'll help them connect with what you mean by living my values.
Yeah.
Now, one way to go about creating the flower diagram that is actually what I did, and I've done many flower diagrams for different things, is do a rough draft just on a sheet of paper before trying to make it pretty. Like the example of my own land search flower diagram, which is on page 11 of the workbook, before trying to make it pretty, just, get it out there in draft form, and then once you feel really good about what's there, then you can, go ahead and make it really aesthetically pleasing. So, yeah. Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. Thank you, Alan.
There's another hand up. I see James.
Hey, Alan.
How are you?
Good, very
Good.
good. So, this is the answer to the question of why are you looking for your dream property?
Yeah.
So we had a few working out with my wife, Rainey.
Super.
I'm just going to throw them out. Autonomy, sense of home, of place, building equity, sense of ownership, and just being able to experience a long-term vision, implementing a long-term vision, not walking away from projects that we've started, being able to invest for the long run in a place. These things you can't really do without having your dream property.
Thank you. One of the benefits of us all hearing from each other what everyone came up with for the answer to the question why, and like what is the purpose and what's the essence of it, is that we're going to spark ideas for each other. There may be one or two things you just said, James, that somebody else on the call or listening to the recording will say, "Oh, yeah, that resonates. That didn't occur to me. Let me add that to mine." So really useful. Yeah, so and part of it is that sense of, is stability kind of part of it too for you?
Yeah, to some extent, I think we can get stability without being on our dream property, but it's more of like a long-term vision. Being able to build soil fertility, for example, is a long-term project. Being able to plant trees and get fruit from them is a long-term project. And so, yeah, maybe it's long-term stability is really what we're talking about here. And it can happen with like a long-term lease. You don't necessarily need to own it, and there could be alternative models to looking at that.
Yeah.
But a lot of it does come down to a framework that can manifest that long-term commitment, whatever it is. Ownership is a, you know, an easy one. There may be others.
Beautiful. Love it. Yeah. Yeah, there's certainly lots of different arrangements for how to co-own or cohabitate on a piece of land. I know that for myself, I wanted to have fruit trees, and that was really hard. I moved 8 times in 7 years when I was living in Seattle. I wasn't going to dig up my fruit trees and replant them every time I moved. Thank you so much,
yeah.
James.
Mm-hmm.